This week felt like it went fast, which I guess makes sense because we were only on air for 4 days this week. Let's kick things off with Sky News. Come on, I'm sure they're not all that bad. After Kmart pulled Australia Day merch from the shelves, Sky News voiced their opinion.
So I would say to all proud Australians, fine, thank you Kmart, I will never set foot in your shop again. And any true blue Aussie should say the same thing and make it very clear, be kind to the staff are great, but if you're walking past a Kmart, you just say, by the way, I won't be spending my money here because I'm a proud Australian.
And of course, the team couldn't help but point out the flaws.
The staff are okay.
The staff are okay, and also walk by. Well, you're walking by, and Rowan Dean does this. I won't be spending my money here.
Okay, sir.
I won't be doing it. Okay, man, I'm in grade 10. I don't care. Yeah.
I want to see my friends soon. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Have you got a receipt I can check?
Yeah. Do you want me to check the receipt? I've got. Can you please sanitize your hands, sir?
What's wrong with that guy?
Like, why are you yelling at me? I'm 15. I don't want to celebrate Invasion Day because I'm normal.
Life sucks for me anyway. Leave me alone.
And also, they wouldn't know what he was talking about if you walked by and went, by the way, I am never coming in here. And then he goes, don't abuse the staff, but basically yell in the staff's faces.
That's abuse, Rowan Dean.
Your move, Sky News. Rowan had an update on an item he's trying to sell on the Facebook marketplace for the team.
Got an update on Big Boy Baker Bob's.
Okay.
Chef Whites we tried to sell on Facebook marketplace.
And it turns out someone's actually interested.
A fella named Hayden was jamming me up on the Facebook. Hello, Hayden, he's here.
Yeah, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Despite Hayden actually being a baker, the team weren't convinced.
You did say that you were an apprentice baker. Is this you having a laugh or you actually do the bakery gear?
No, I actually do the bakery gear, but yeah, no, I didn't do the laugh.
So. I don't think you do.
Hayden, well, no, you don't. What do you actually do?
I'm a baker. I'm at work now. I've got me little boy baker costume. I'm a bit skinny, you know, so I want to upgrade to the big boy baker costume.
Yeah,
and because I'm a baker, so it just kind of fits me.
No, but you aren't a baker, though, are you?
Are you a baker?
Yeah, I am a baker. No.
So Abby decided to give him the ultimate test.
How do you make a croissant?
Oh, I don't know the recipe off that. We buy them frozen in, so it's just easier.
You know what? I think he actually is a baker.
Our newest member of the team brought her first piece of content to the show. Kira, 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 Kira.
I was in the elevator here in the office today.
Yep.
And I was going up and I noticed that the little voice that speaks and tells you where it's going sounds a bit like producer Matt.
And boy, was she right.
Going up.
Oh,
it does actually sound like that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So we decided to compare the two voices.
Max, do it. Going up.
Going up.
It sounds exactly the same.
Going up.
Okay, now, Max.
Going up. Going up.
No, that has to be. This is a ruse.
I think that's you.
This is a ruse.
The same intonation. No, I've thought this since my second day, and I decided to bring it up today.
She's been saving content because she knows we need some evergreen stuff. Well done. Well done.
Well done.
Well, that wraps up another week on the show. Let's hope Abby doesn't lose her voice over the weekend, or she'll have to do vocal warm-ups again while on air.
Maybe TikTok as well or something?
Me, 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 me.
Oh.
Hey, and when I lose it, it's really gone.
And on that note, don't forget to catch up with everything else on our free listener app. Until next week, this is Audio Producer Kai signing out. See ya!
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.